Okay, welcome to the Sedona Method Class 2. And I'm not sure how much you know about, if you do know, have you heard of the Sedona Method?
Just from what I read from you, your introduction.
Okay, all right. That's enough, I think. The thing to keep in mind when starting out this practice or this process is that releasing emotions is just a decision. And it involves no effort. In fact, if you make effort, then it's going to make it difficult to release emotions. So it's a decision, like my decision to let go of this piece of chalk. So it's that easy once you learn how to do it. And also keep in mind that even though emotions might seem big and scary at times, and difficult, that they're just emotions. It's just a feeling. And you don't need to carry it around with you. And so the human condition is we all have this issue, which is that we suppress our emotions. We have been conditioned to suppress and sometimes express, but we're not trained or educated to understand exactly what emotions are and how they function and why they exist. Most of us have no idea, which is kind of strange because they're always with us. And yeah, so it's just important to keep these things in mind when you're releasing, that emotions are just emotions, they're just feelings, and you can let them go if you decide to. And it's your decision. And it's also your responsibility. We are all responsible for our emotions, and we're the only ones that can let them go. We're the only ones that can work with them. So the other important thing about releasing is self-validation. So when we release an emotion, it's a very good idea to take note of how you feel after you release an emotion. Whether that's feeling more clear or more grounded or centered or more authentic or more more yourself, more loving, more compassionate, whatever that is, it's a really good idea to just take note of that. As a kind of a tool for self-validation. So, also, when we release, when we first start to release, it might seem like there are, suddenly you just have tons of emotions coming up. And it can be a little bit overwhelming at first, but that is not the case. It's not the case that you suddenly have more emotions. It's just the case that you become more aware that they're there and becomes easier to access them. Because when you start opening up, it's like you're opening the floodgates, and so it's a lot easier to just to notice that they're there and also for them to come up and make themselves known. So if you find yourself being really emotional within the first couple months of doing this process, then that's probably the reason why. It's just once you start releasing them, suddenly it loosens things up, and then they want to come up, because every emotion wants to leave, and we're either suppressing them or we're expressing them all day long. We're either expressing or suppressing an emotion. So this process is to become aware of the fact that we are suppressing them and using a lot of energy to do so, mostly unconsciously. Either that, or we're expressing them some way in some act. So, let's see, I want to say. Oh, yes. So, also, it's not necessary to see a huge shift when you release. It can be like you suddenly have a revelation and you suddenly feel like laughing, or you suddenly feel really light. It could also be something very subtle and not so noticeable. So, some of the most significant releases can be very subtle not as noticeable. So that's something to keep in mind. The important thing is just to keep going until it feels like the emotion is gone. So when we start to release, then we just go back to it and keep checking in and seeing if there's anything left, and if there is, then we keep releasing, and until as much as you can, and if you don't finish it, then you can finish it at a later time if you get tired. There are times when I've done it for an hour and it didn't feel like it was gone, so I went back to it. And some are very easy to let go, and some take more time, and that's just how it is. And so just be kind to yourself and gentle with yourself, and don't try to force it. So so I wanted to, for this class, I wanted to go over the very basics of releasing, just to make sure we're all on the same page. And it also, if we've been doing this for a while, it's also good, can be a good thing to make sure that we have the basics covered, and never hurts to do basic releasing. So we're going to do that now. And does anyone want to volunteer?
Volunteer for what?
To release. So I will ask questions, and you will talk to me as you're releasing. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Do I need a strong emotion?
Sorry?
Do we need a strong emotion?
No.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've done it in the past, that's why I'm
you
laughing.
Don't want to drink.
You guys?
No, it's fine.
You can go next.
No. It's fine.
I'm afraid now.
I want to do it with more than one person. So.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll put you on the
waiting list.
Yeah. You're on the bench. Okay, so see if you have just an emotion that is present. And if you don't, if there's not one there, then just think of a maybe a difficult time or something that sticks out in your mind as a challenging moment when you had a recent emotion.
No, I've got one now. It's
you
like,
already have one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So.
I think I know. I don't know what it, exactly what it is though.
Okay. It's not. It doesn't matter. Yeah. So just feel it. Just let yourself feel it. Just let it come up. Without any judgment or trying to do anything with it, without trying to control it in any way. Just let it be there. And so could you just decide to let it go? Could you make that decision to let it go? So give me a verbal yes or no, please.
Yes.
Okay. So if you could let it go, then would you let it go?
I can try. I don't know.
Okay, good answer. Good answer. All right. And if you would let it go, when would you let it go?
Now.
Okay, and now how do you feel? Is there any of it left? Is there any of it still there?
Yeah.
Okay. So just go back to whatever is still there and let it surface. Just stay relaxed and let it come up and let it be there. So, could you decide to let it go?
Yes.
And if you were able to let it go, would you make the decision to let it go?
Yes.
And when would you do that?
Now.
Let's see how you feel now. How does it feel? Does it feel any different?
It feels less, but it's definitely still
there. It's still there, okay. All right. So that's perfectly fine. Just go back to it and just let it be there, let it come up. Just welcome it up. And could you decide to let it go?
Yes.
And if you could, if you were able to, would you let it go?
Yes.
And when would you do that?
No.
How does it feel now?
I mean, each time I say now, I can feel a little release, but I'm pretty stubborn or something because it's still there.
Okay, it's okay. Yeah. It's normal when you're just starting out.
Mm-hmm.
So go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it be there without trying to control it. And could you decide to let it go?
Yes.
And would you let it go?
Yes.
When?
Now.
Okay, just keep releasing. Just keep going with it. Now, how does it feel?
It doesn't want to go.
Okay. That's fine.
I'm trying, but okay. I can feel it's like...
Okay. That's perfectly fine. Can you just let it be there? Just notice it? And see if there's any sense of wanting to control it or do something with it. Is there?
No, I really don't want it.
Sorry?
No, I really don't want it. I don't think so.
You don't want it? Okay.
No, I don't want it.
So you want to control it then?
No, I don't want it. I don't want to control it. I don't want it.
Okay.
Yeah, I want it gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But is there any sense of wanting to control it to get it to leave?
Oh, okay.
Are you trying to control it in a way? Is there any sense of trying to change it?
Okay.
So sometimes when we release, we're trying so hard that it's not going because we're trying to make effort instead of just making a decision. So can you bring up any sense of wanting to change it or do something with it instead of leaving it just as it is?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so bring that up. Just let that be there. And then bring up any sense of that this is about you, that it's personal. Just let that be there. That it's about my emotion that I need to get rid of. Just let that come up. And just let it be there. Now, could you let this emotion go? Could you make the decision to let it go? Yes or no?
Yes.
And if you could, would you let it go?
Yes.
And when?
No.
Okay, how does it feel now?
Yeah, less. It's still there. But I can feel, there's a little bit of pressure I'm putting on myself.
I can see that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm in the middle, I'm being witnessed.
Yeah, so can you let that feeling of pressure or whatever that feeling is that you're suppressing, can you let that come up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And could you decide to let that go?
That's hard.
Could you just make the decision?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you could decide to let it go, then would you?
Yeah.
And when?
No.
Now, how does it feel?
Less of a hold. It has less of a hold, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You still feel some kind of a pressure?
I don't know if I feel a pressure, but I feel it in my body. Like the emotion is sitting somewhere in my body and it's still there. Like
okay.
It's...
That's fine. Can you just let it be there?
Mm-hmm.
Without trying to change or control it?
Mm-hmm.
Just let it be. Now, could you, if you wanted to, could you decide to let it go?
Yes.
And if you could, would you let it go?
Yes.
And when would you let it go?
No.
And now how do you feel? How does it feel?
I feel like it's still there. Okay. I mean, I feel like it's less. Mm-hmm. Each time it's a bit less.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But it's like, and then each, of course, because it's getting, it's taking longer and longer, I'm like putting more pressure on myself to let it go. And
right,
like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. That's perfectly normal that you're putting pressure on yourself to let it go,
mm-hmm.
especially in a group setting,
mm-hmm.
so.
Because now I'm like, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Go away.
Right, yeah. 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 So just keep going with it on
mm-hmm.
your own,
mm-hmm.
and we're gonna move on.
Yeah,
but
sure.
It's great because you know that it works because
mm-hmm.
it's getting less.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only thing you at this point is very good that it got less.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just keep going with it, and we're gonna move on. We're gonna move on to Inesh. If you want, no pressure. No pressure.
I was doing it with myself as you were doing it with
uh-huh.
somebody.
Okay, do you want to do it even one more time? Or with a different one? It's okay if you don't. That's fine.
Yeah, not now.
Okay, good. Good. Anybody else?
When you're doing it on your own, are you saying those things? Could you let it go? Would
yes.
you let it go? And
yes.
When? Is that,
mm-hmm.
those are the questions?
Yeah. You can ask yourself, or you can picture someone else in your mind asking you
mm-hmm.
those questions.
I say it in Portuguese.
Mm-hmm.
Makes more sense.
Yes.
Pode deixá-lo. Is that right?
Deixá-lo
ir. Deixá-lo ir.
Let it go.
I'm talking to my higher self. I have to read my language. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so does anybody else want to try it? You want to try it?
Sure.
It's Erica, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Erica. So just pull up any emotion that's there. You got one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, just let it come up. Just welcome it up and let it be there. And relax, just stay relaxed, and just let it be there. So, could you decide to let it go?
Yes.
So, if you could, then would you let it go?
Yes.
And when would you do that?
Be good now.
Okay. And how does it feel now?
It's good.
It's better?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And, but there's still some there? Is there still some there? Okay. So whatever's still there, can you just welcome it up? Just let it be there without trying to change it, control it in any way. Now, could you decide to let it go?
Yes.
Would you decide to let it go if you could? And when?
Now.
How does it feel now?
Feels good.
Is it completely gone, or is there still a little bit left?
There's a little left.
Okay. Alright, so just that little bit that's left there, can you welcome it up? Just let it be there? And could you let it go? Could you decide to let it go?
Yes.
And if you could, would you decide to let it go?
Yes.
And when would you do that?
Now.
Okay, so how does it feel now?
It's good for now.
What's that?
It's gone for now.
It's gone. Wow, great.
Let it go for now.
Great, okay.
I'll get back to that one.
Yeah, okay. All right, great. So, just give yourself a mental note that it's gone, that, and also how you feel. How do you feel? Do you feel different? Any different? Do you feel lighter or?
I know I have to address it later. But okay. For now, I feel good.
Okay. Got it. All right. Anybody else?
Did you say that when I release an emotion, it disappears forever? Did you say this last time? I'm not sure if you.
Yes.
You did.
Yes, but remember the analogy of the plates coming up?
Yeah.
So it's like another one just like it can pop up again, can pop up there. So
yeah.
A similar one, yeah.
Not
the exact same one. That's what they say.
Okay.
So I don't know if it could be that we've released it, but we hadn't released all of it because some of it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just more unconscious. It's
yeah,
deeper.
Makes sense.
So I don't know. But
I don't believe in anything that is like that.
Huh?
I don't believe in anything that is like that.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Anyway.
But I've had both. So I've had ones that just left and they never came back. And so I mean, it's obviously gone, seemingly forever, but I don't know. And a lot of, and sometimes they just, like, it just keeps going. Like, I've worked on one for a week, and made a lot of progress with it, but it's not fully gone. Or it's gone, and then there's something else that's under it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
I was doing the exercise now, and I can feel, you know, like when I did at home, it works.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just that the memory of that emotion is still here because I'm addressing it in trying to understand if I got rid of it or not.
Oh, I see.
So, you know, if you have the memory, you somehow bring the feeling, you know, but in a different way. In a different way, it's not so heavy. I can feel, but I'm not so sure if I really released it totally, you know?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that, so I'm still having it present somehow, but not it's not affecting me and my body like it was.
Okay, but as long as you can feel it in the body, it's still there. So if you have a memory of it and you don't feel it in the body, then it's gone because the emotions are in the body.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you have a memory of it or of an incident in the there's still tension or contraction somewhere, then it's still there.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
until that contraction is gone, then it's there.
Okay, that's a good point to understand. Thanks.
Yep. Okay. Anyone else want to go?
Go for it.
Yeah, I could. During the last 5 minutes or so, I was doing it on myself, but it was really like a deep-seated emotion.
Mm.
It was exactly what you just explained. It was just maybe I felt it go poof, and then another layer, like the plate, immediately popped up.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know if I want to address the deep-seated one that was plaguing me.
You could try another one. Yeah, it's hard to emote in front of other people. I'm the same way, you know, so I understand that. Is there a more less significant one that you can pull up now? Yeah? Okay. Okay, all right. Good. Okay, So just let it be there without trying to change it in any way. Like you're pals with it. Just be pals with it. So could you decide to let it go?
I believe so.
Okay. Good enough. And if you could, would you decide to let it go?
I'll try.
Okay. And when would you do that? Now, how does it feel?
Intensified.
Okay.
By shining my light of awareness on it and being seen. It was,
yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
The physicality of it, like really.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. All right. And so we're going to do this now. So. See if it falls under any one of these emotions. If you were to decide that it was one of these, which one would it be? If you had to decide it falls under one of these categories.
It doesn't easily fall into any, but if I had to choose, then probably fear.
Okay, fear. Okay, all right. So, can you just pull up that fear and just sit with it? Mm-hmm. Just welcome it up. Just without trying to change it or control it. Now, could you decide to let that fear go? And if you could, would you decide to let it go?
Yes.
And when would you do that?
Now.
And now how does it feel? Mm-hmm. Is it still there a little bit? Uh-huh.
It's still there, but that helped a lot.
Okay.
Really, like, changed. In fact, it sort of morphed into a different emotion to the one I started with, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very common. So sometimes there's an emotion, and then there's an underlying emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can have grief, but there's a fear underlying the grief, and that's kind of causing the grief.
Yeah, like my original emotion, I would never have put the label fear on it until they showed me the board, and as soon as I realized it was fear-based, then it was easier to...
Okay, right.
I really was determined, like, and, you know, I was much clearer, wasn't I, about the...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Okay, so you still have a bit of fear there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So can you just welcome it up? Okay, could you decide to let it go?
Yes.
And if you could, would you decide to let it go?
Yes.
And when would you do that? How does it feel now?
That's
still there a little bit?
I feel much clearer.
Yeah?
Mm. It's maybe there. It keeps changing. I don't know, like, you know, the air in me is like...
Uh-huh, right, yeah.
It's difficult to pinpoint
familiar.
Things at times.
Yeah.
Okay,
so if it changed, what did it change to?
I mean, no, I could probably still keep it in the same category.
Okay.
Just sort of felt different.
It feels different, okay.
But less.
Less, okay.
Something's still there.
Okay, so whatever's still there, and if it's a kind of a contraction, just welcome it up. Let it be there without trying to control it. And could you decide to let it go?
Yes.
And would you decide to let it go if you could?
Yes.
And when would you do that?
Now. So for now I feel quite clear, but my mind is trying to play tricks on me and say, no.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So that's a good point, actually. When we're doing this, it's best just to leave the intellect out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So because it will try to trick you. So you can just put your mind on a shelf. Say, I'm going to come back to you later after I do my releasing. Okay, great.
Mm. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. Barbara, you want to try one? Or no?
I've been doing it. I think it's enough.
Yeah? Okay.
I've
all right.
Been doing it all the time.
So. Okay. All right. So, is there any questions about how this works?
I mean, I'm curious because what I'm working with is a very deep-seated one. It's one that I've lived with all my life, so
yeah.
I can feel it. You know, I can feel it releasing a little bit, and then it sort of takes its hold again.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's, well, you know what you were saying about, like, once you release it forever, then it's released forever. I mean, if my mind is, I don't know if I fully can believe that.
Yeah.
Because.
Please don't believe
yeah.
what I say, at, like, as fact without checking. I don't have no expectations of that.
Yeah.
And we really need to just. It's all about your personal experience. It's not about.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I'm just here to let you know that this exists and how it works,
mm-hmm.
and give you my story of mm-hmm. it and my experience with it. But I don't expect anyone to just buy what I'm selling.
Yeah.
You know, it's a.
I mean, it would be amazing if that were the case. And maybe there are so many levels of this feeling that are like so many. Because that's the bit I think that I don't really understand. Because it's like. I don't know, it's like. Because there are so many reasons why this feeling would exist, right? So, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, so is it all those circumstances? Or is it, for example, like. Fear. Could you experience just like by doing this practice, you'll never have fear again?
No,
yeah.
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
So if you do this practice for a while, my guess is that you will still have fears, but they won't really affect you too much. And when they come up, you just notice it and then you just let it go. So the emotions can still be there,
mm.
or not, or you can just, they
because
can all...
Because we're emotional bodies. I mean, that as humans,
it's
are emotions.
Yeah, exactly.
So
but we, I mean, it is possible, according to Lester Levinson,
mm.
that we can completely transcend all emotions, because when we transcend the body, the emotions are part of the body-mind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when we transcend the body-mind,
mm.
then we transcend all emotions.
Mm-hmm. Permanently.
Yes, permanently.
Mm-hmm.
If we choose. We can also come back and feel more emotions. We can, mm-hmm. If we go all the way up and we decide we want to come back to maybe to help people
mm-hmm.
in some way, like do some kind of bodhisattva activity,
mm-hmm.
Then we can come back in the body and feel emotions again.
So, but then So when you have transcended the body mind, then you are in Sankalpa or whatever you want to, or whatever,
the causal
Nirvana,
realm,
whatever.
The causal body, or yeah.
Yeah, so then you're not, but then, so then you're not really here, right? You're in the,
you're not in this realm. You're not in physicality.
You've
transcended.
You've transcended. But if you're in the, in any way in the body, then you're going to experience emotions, right? I mean, that's what...
In this physical body.
Yeah, in this physical body. But you cannot function in the world, right? When you're in Nirvana continuously, right? Like, you cannot.
You can embody anything you want at that point. They talk about the Nirmanakaya. Your Nirmanakaya is you have the ability to embody yourself in any form.
But then you're in the body, and then you're feeling emotions, right? Sorry, I'm.
I don't know. Because I don't have a Nirmanakaya, I don't know. But I can tell you this: Lester's story is that it took him years to go from the causal realm back into the physical realm.
Mm-hmm.
It took him years.
Mm-hmm.
And as he was coming down, he couldn't feel an emotion. He could not do it. As he was in the physical body, he could not do it. And he tried and tried and he said he was watching television, like some movie or something, and he got a little tear in his eye and he just jumped up for joy, like that he could feel emotion, because he was trying to come back down in order to help people, you know, to share what he knew.
Mm.
He didn't want to anyway. So that's apparently very common. So, because I haven't done that, I can't tell you if that's fact, but I do believe his story. So. But in terms of this process that we're doing now, I can tell you that it is possible to go for some time without feeling an emotion.
But why would
any
you?
Emotion?
Yes.
Well, why would you want to?
So that means
it's a good question.
No joy, no sadness, no fear, because these are obviously all kind of quote unquote negative, right? But then.
Yes, so there's a difference between emotion. All emotions, when we say emotions, we mean contractions in the body. These are all negative.
Mm-hmm.
These are all negative,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's these. So Lester went, he did all of these: apathy, grief, fear, lust, anger, pride, and then courageousness, acceptance, and peace. Those are, as you go up, as you go up this way,
mm-hmm.
I wrote them the other way, but... If apathy is down here and pride's up here,
mm-hmm.
as you go up, they get lighter and lighter, and so you're increasing your frequency, and then when you get past pride, you have courageousness, which is a higher frequency than pride, and then you have acceptance, which is a higher frequency than courageousness, and then you have peace, which is higher frequency than acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you have to let those go also, because those are still, you're still in duality.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you're in duality, you're still suffering, even if it's a very subtle kind of suffering. So your question about
But then you need
why
them
should
all.
We? Why should we get rid of emotions?
But you need them all in order to climb the stairs, then.
We don't need emotions.
Kind
we
of.
Have them.
Yeah.
We have them, but we don't need them.
Okay.
Emotions are a product of. They're an effect of, the spirit identifying with the body. I am this body. And that's it. So all emotions, meaning all contractions in the body, which are like an alarm system, right?
Yes.
All emotions lead to one thing, they're all caused by me thinking that I am this body and I'm trying to keep this body alive. So we'll get into that later.
Okay.
But so they exist and they have a purpose here in the physical realm. I'm not saying they don't, and they're not bad per se, right? But they are suffering. Emotions are suffering. So
the fear, for example, I would never look at, in this exercise that we're, this tool that we're learning, I would never look at fear like, oh, I'm going to get rid of fear forever, or of grief forever, because I do welcome grief. For a long time I did. One of the exercises I did at home was to, because I realized I was in the point that I didn't need to feel the grief anymore. Not the grief about everything, because I think we grieve all the time, different things, you know, maybe the whole life. But a particular grief, I was grieving for a long time, and it was already not giving me anything. I acknowledged it, I knew when it was coming, I knew how it was going with me everywhere for years. And so I just decided, no, I actually need to let go. It doesn't, but personally, maybe he would, I don't know. I would not, I would never just ask for, I want to get rid of grief forever. But that particular one that I'm aware that is with me for a long time, and that is big, you know, and that is really, yeah, being felt here in my body, I just decided I need to get rid of it. And also this exercise was very good, because that's why I told you about the would I and could I. Because I realized first when I saw the exercise, I thought, oh, silly questions, why would she ask this? That was my first reaction, you know. But then I realized the importance of it, because so many times we would not, or we could not. But not because
didn't
we are
I
not
say that?
able to.
Yeah, yeah,
but
we
because
choose.
We choose not to, you know, like grieving my mother, for example, was a bit like, oh, maybe if I get rid of this grieving, I don't feel her anymore. She's gone. I'll forget about her, you know, whatever. Don't these things, you know. So, yeah, sometimes we acknowledge the pain, we acknowledge the emotion, and we welcome it. And I think that's the beauty of this, that you welcome it, you are aware of it. But you do choose it for a reason. You did choose it for a reason, which is, it's with me for too long, and I'm not doing anything with it.
Yeah, right.
So it's a tool.
Yeah, so emotions are weighing us down. It's like we're just walking around with this weight on our shoulders.
But there will be more. More will come.
But can I ask though, because there are obviously different types of emotions, right? So an example being a grief of a death or something like that. So some have more weight than others, and I find it interesting that you use the same, you know, I would imagine that when something has bigger significance, it's not just simply just would you, could you, or could you, would you, you know, is it like one time, and then it, like, you know, like there are different types of emotion. There's a, God, I was really angry with my kids today because they didn't listen to me, is one anger, or, you know, some guy tried to kill me is another. Do you know what I mean? Like, but in this theory, is it that literally all experiences of any gravity can be released in the same amount of time, or is there some like?
No, definitely not.
So
definitely not.
So there
are ones that we're holding on to a lot tighter.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. Maybe because it was a traumatic event in our lives where we're just really holding on. And those are not, usually, not so easy to release. And I've had that personally. And I still have one here. So, and I release on it. I do a lot of releasing on it and it gets less and less and less. But I could still feel that it's there. And there are lots of other ones where I just go into it and within, you know, 15, 20 minutes, it's completely gone and it hasn't come back. So, and there's also ones that were kind of hiding other ones underneath it. So when I released that one, then these other ones came up and like suddenly like I'm feeling grief when I thought it was just anger, you know. There's a kind of surface anger, and then beneath, once the anger was gone, then it was like, oh, I just feel like this grief, you know? So, But from my experience, what I can tell you is when the emotions leave, like when I've released for a while and it seems like they're completely gone, at least for a while, then what's underneath that is just pure consciousness. It's just love. And that's what we are all underneath all of these emotions. So when we release all of these emotions, or even some of them, we get in touch with our true selves, because we're just taking the we're taking the distortion off. We're seeing beyond the veil of the emotions. And the emotions are a veil. They're a distortion covering up. So we're having to try to look through them in our daily lives.
So, and where in this theory does joy, ananda, bliss, all of those feelings, love,
we don't call those feelings.
Okay.
Or emotions. We don't call those emotions, because emotions are inherently negative. They're a contraction. So bliss is the absence of these contractions.
Oh, I see.
Because we're already all of these things. We're clarity, we're bliss, we're love, we're wisdom, we're compassion, we're all of these things. We're just putting different labels on the one thing that we already are. So those are just names, different names for the one, for what we already are, because we feel them a little bit differently due to the fact, well, actually, I don't know why, maybe because we still have we're still expressing we're still sensing through a body, maybe, because our body is still conditioned in a way. I don't know exactly why that is. Or we're just looking at the same thing from different points of view. You know, from this point of view, it's love. From this point of view, it's emptiness, or it's bliss, or it's compassion. But it's just all this one thing.
Okay.
So kind of like what we were talking about before with the 20 different names of snow for Tibetans.
I'm always very suspicious about any scheme that puts things like that in a very...
Me too. Yeah. I know.
So I don't take that too seriously. I just take it as a tool when I do it. You know, it's like,
no, I was very suspicious of this when I first started doing this. Very. And in fact, I stopped doing it because I was just like, oh, this doesn't work. And then one day I came back to it. Years later, I came back to it. Maybe because I really needed it, or I had a different perspective, or whatever. And then suddenly it all just made sense. It was like, boom, like, I'm going to try it. And then, yeah. I don't know. I mean,
what I mean is not the exercise in general. You know what I meant about...
You're talking about the categories.
The categories.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. I have it with everything. If people put, you know, education into a scheme, or emotions,
it's
or spirituality,
yeah.
And this is it, and this is that, and it's so clear. I go like, whoa, how?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't buy it, but
yeah,
I can see it as tools.
Yeah.
Maybe not the most perfect tools all the time, not as a universal truths at all, but as tools. And
great.
Tools,
yeah.
Tools are handy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm much the same way. I don't like systems. Maybe because I'm a creative person, I can't stand systems of most kind. I usually just don't learn them. So this is kind of an anomaly for me to learn this stuff. The more I do it, the more I realize, it just works for whatever reason. It's kind of like astrology. Like, it just, for me, it just works. Like,
I
you know,
think
it's
the
just
value
a,
of the importance of it for each person is always going to be different.
Yeah.
Depending on how you feel, how you are in life, and what you've been through, and whatever.
Yeah.
There's so much to it. So it's to each, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Yeah.
Maybe explaining it, you know, intellectualizing it, you know, in arguments. It doesn't really.
Yeah.
If someone needs, they will use that. They will want
right.
it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how I see it.
Yeah, we're not going to debate it.
Yeah. No, but I'm fine with debate. I love debate. I'm just saying that me personally.
Great. Okay. That was really good. So, I told you guys I would do a mudra every week.
Oh, yeah.
So, this week we're going to do the prana mudra. So, the prana mudra is the earth element and the water element. Mm. So, this finger represents the earth element, the ring finger. And this finger, maybe you know this already, I don't know if you have any experience with this represents the water element. So when we touch our thumb to these two last fingers, when we touch the thumb, it expands the earth and the water elements and balances them in the energy body. Okay? So, and then you put your other two fingers straight out like this. And if it's hard to do at first, it'll get easier as you do it. And don't try not to strain yourself too much. And what this does, maybe you can feel it directly or maybe not, but what it will do is energize the body. So like if you're feeling sluggish or sleepy or dull, like if you're doing your meditation practice and then you just feel really dull and or sleepy or tired, you can energize your system, and it will not only energize the energy body, but it will help you focus more and give you a kind of centering effect, like a grounding effect to it. So it energizes, but it also grounds you and enables you to have greater focus. So let's just sit like this for a little bit. So sit and breathe and relax. And focus on something like the breath in the belly, or whatever you like.
I want to research because I saw your link to the mudras, but there's so many. Was it your link or maybe some other letter?
Yeah, I put a link.
There's so many.
There's a lot, yeah.
So I just was lazy, so I discovered I'm Pitta Vata.
Oh yeah, I looked at that. I looked at that also.
You're Pitta Vata.
Oh, where's your kapha?
I'm totally kapha. That's me. I'm her kapha.
Interesting. Pitta Vata.
What?
Wow. Okay.
But why?
It's not a judgment. It's just a. It's like a. Oh. Huh. I wouldn't have thought that.
Oh, you would not thought.
No. No. I didn't think you had so much pitta in you, but yeah, great.
I would disagree. So I would say that Barbara has got a lot of pitta.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that I was expecting you to be have kapha.
Pitta kapha.
Yeah, because you said pitta kapha.
Yeah.
Well, I was not surprised because to me this is all new.
Yeah.
But it's very normal that when people judge my character or the way I do, many times they are surprised. Like I deal with that a lot.
Mm.
People surprised with, you know, oh Barbara, you're doing that. like this is very normal in my life. There's a big routine of this, you know, where I have to almost explain myself. But yeah, I do that. Anyway. But I went to research and I put, okay, to balance Pitta Vata, what is the best mudra? And this is the one that came. So I don't know.
Maybe this one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
What's the name of that?
It's the Prana Mudra. So prana just means...
Because I saw the image and I was like, doing
it. Oh, really? Wow.
Looking at Google. Okay. Google told me this is the one I should be doing.
Wow. Wait, the AI told you? The Google AI told you?
AI? Well, the Google...
The first answer that's just in text, not the websites that you go to look at...
Is that Google AI?
That's AI. The first, so if you go, do a Google search and it's just text there, it'll say below it, powered by AI.
I don't remember. I don't remember which one it was, but I put it somewhere, you know. What's the best mudra? Because there were so many, I was like, nah, I don't feel like seeing all this.
Oh my god, funny. Yeah, great.
But I can see why it can be good. When you're for dullness and why it can give energy.
Uh-huh.
Because it's uncomfortable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and because, right. But after a bit it becomes more comfortable. But
yeah.
In the beginning I was like, oh
yeah.
God, I'm not relaxing with this thing like that. I can't relax to this. But then...
Yeah, yeah, interesting.
So dullness
disappears,
you know, because you're then you're dealing with that. Anyway, it works.
Does anyone have a different experience of that?
Of the mudra?
Yeah.
I don't find it that uncomfortable.
Did you find it energizing at all?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay, all right.
I'm still learning a lot.
I found it grounding.
Yeah?
Yes. It was grounding.
Right, uh-huh. Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
No, nothing? Yeah.
Not nothing.
So they say that you can do it up to... You're supposed to do it like for a total of 45 minutes a day. So they recommend, some people recommend you do it like in 15-minute increments. So it has a building effect. And as you, the more you do it, the more sensitive you'll become to your energy body. So
do they suggest like, so you could be doing it and then doing the Sedona method, and then your frustration comes up, and then work on that emotion.
I'll get rid of it now.
Well, my first thought when I did it was, oh, it's stylish.
Stylish?
Yeah, it's stylish. Like, come on, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not like this, like I normally am.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like this, like in a relaxed position.
Right.
It was like,
yeah.
So it's like serious stuff. No.
Like a badass yogi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Sedona method worked very well today for me. So.
It did?
Well, yes, for me too.
Yeah.
It did. For me too.
Great.
It really feels really good when you say,
yeah, I can do it now. Uh-huh. And then, like, it's like a sinking feeling, like,
mm. Yeah.
Sinking in a good way.
Right, right. Like a settling, like you just.
Like.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's like filters, little filters go out every time you do it.
Yeah.
Know? And it becomes more clear.
Yeah.
Your
right.
brain, the hands, or the weight, I don't know exactly.
Uh-huh.
Or the warmth, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's something. That each time I say now, and then I observe, there's something that goes left.
Great. Fantastic.
Mm. Yeah, and I like it, and I'm really keen to work more on it, but I found the other method from last week easier.
Okay.
Maybe I like categories.
The what?
You know, because last week we had the three, didn't we? So control, now we have
yeah,
to
we're going
to
do that. So we kind of backtracked
yeah.
just to go back to
okay.
basics, and then next week we're gonna do that part
yeah.
too. So
yeah. I might try and like alternate between the two at home and just see.
Yeah,
just,
yeah, you could, uh-huh. Yeah, see what works.
So hang on, control and, come on people.
Approval,
approval
control,
and
safety or security.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah.